So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb. They trembled. They were amazed. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And then they went actually and told Peter. In the Gospel of John, you find Peter and John running to the tomb to check out the tomb, and found that it was empty. And they kept telling the disciples. In verse 10, she went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, look at verse 11, they did not believe. See, unbelief is not non-belief. Unbelief is a choice not to believe the testimony or the facts that are given to you. Unbelief is a choice. And they choose not to believe Mary. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them, and that is recorded in detail in the Gospel of Luke 24. But then it tells us in verse 13, when they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Look, they got so much unbelief. They choose not to believe in the resurrection of Jesus. Then Jesus, in verse 14, appeared to them, to the 11, as they sat at the table. And he rebuked their unbelief. And here's the key, hardness of heart. Because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. So you know the primary cause of unbelief. Hardness of heart. Their heart was hardened. So that the seed of the word cannot penetrate into them. Like Jesus says, the sowers went out sowing seeds. It fell on four different types of ground. Only on the last type of ground did it bring forth fruit. Because it was a good heart. An honest heart. A heart that is receptive to what God said. So that's a typical example of what unbelief is. They heard and they did not believe. Now let's look back at this Gospel of Matthew 17. Where Jesus says, because of their unbelief. Now, if unbelief is a result of hardness or heart, the only cure is to soften the heart. That is why Jesus turned around in Matthew chapter 17 and told them that they need to spend time, in verse 21, by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Now we need to pay note to these little incidents here in Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. It says, he gave them power over all unclean spirits. In Luke 9 verse 1, it says he gave them power and authority, which is two Greek words. He gave them exousia, which is translated authority, and dunamis, which is an energy of the Holy Spirit. And dunamis power and exousia power are slightly different. Exousia is translated authority, which is a power that is derived from your position. Your position in him. And for example, if a policeman in all his gear and his badge of authority, he could stand in front of the road and he could lift up his hands and signal for a big, huge 12-wheeler truck to stop. And the truck would stop. Because the policeman was exercising authority. That's exousia. Authority by virtue of his position and the badge that he wore. He represents the governmental authority over traffic. So he has the exousia or the authority to stop the truck. On the other hand, you can have a green little monster called the Incredible Hulk. And here comes a 12-wheeler truck, and the Incredible Hulk jumped in front of the 12-wheeler truck and stops it by holding onto the truck, and the truck goes, and he couldn't move because the Incredible Hulk was stopping him, the whole truck, by his brute strength. For those who read comics, they came through his gamma ray radiation. Which is not really, possible. But that's just a cartoon story. But that's his brute strength coming out. That is like dunamis power. Dunamis actually imparts a supernatural energy into you that enables you to perform and do certain tasks. And that's dunamis power. It's the energy of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says you shall receive dunamis when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. That is Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And it is the dunamis power that enables Samson to go forth and do all his mighty physical exploits. Because he had an anointing from the Holy Spirit to do so. He could go to a big huge gate and pull up the entire gate. And we know it's not his muscular strength alone, but there was an energy of the Holy Spirit behind him. And we also know that it's the energy of the Holy Spirit that enabled Elijah to run past the chariots. And he reached the gates of Jezreel before the chariots. As you remember the story in the Bible, he ran as fast under the wind of the Holy Spirit. So dunamis power involves an energy impartation. Now when we look at Matthew chapter 10 verse 1 and Luke chapter 9 verse 1, we realize that they have received a twofold power. They receive exousia, which is an authority by virtue of their position in Christ. At that time, although they are not born again yet, but there was a measure of authority that Jesus could impart. And the other was a dunamis authority or dunamis impartation or energy that Jesus imparted into their lives. The interesting thing to see here is that it was instantaneous in Matthew 10 verse 1 and Luke 9 verse 1. That means that before the incident, they didn't have it. And after the incident, they had it. So Matthew chapter 10 verse 1 and Luke chapter 9 verse 1 took place possibly over a couple of minutes. It could be longer, I do not know. But there was one particular thing that Jesus did, he gave them. However that took place, the Bible did not describe. He could have laid hands on them and imparted it to them. He could have anointed them with oil and imparted it to them. But there was an instantaneous impartation into their life. Before and after the incident was different. And that speaks a lot about the Bible and how the Bible imparts into our lives. Now we know that today, we all have exousia authority. Which means the authority by virtue of your position in Christ. The Bible did say in the Gospel of John chapter 1, let me give you the Gospel of John chapter 1. And it tells us here, in John chapter 1, in verse 12, but as many as receive Him, that is if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, as many as receive Him, to them He gave the right. Now the word right is the word exousia. In the Old King James is translated, He gave them the power or authority to become children of God. To those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So it's talking about the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ given to every single one of us when you were born again. So from the perspective, in terms of demonology, from the perspective of a born-again Christian, every single Christian has exousia authority over Satan, over demons, over all the demonic realm. You have inside you, inherent in you, the authority to demonstrate your power over demons. And that's exousia authority. Once you're born again, you have that authority. Now, whether you use that authority or not, that's up to you. Whether you exercise the authority or not, that's up to you. And how experienced you are in exercising the authority, and how much of the authority you have learned to exercise with faith and got rid of your unbelief, that's also up to you. But the fact is, every Christian can resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's the authority you have from exousia authority. The authority of your born again experience. And when you use the name of Jesus, you are like that policeman. Now that policeman obviously not have the physical strength to stop the truck. But he carries a badge of authority. And so when you use your exousia authority, you carry the badge of authority of Jesus in your life. In a sense, as has been said by some, that you are representing Jesus. When you're using the name of Jesus with exousia, you are a representative of Jesus Christ. And the demons respond to the authority of Jesus that flow through your life. When you say, in Jesus' name, can you say that after me? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. When we call upon Jesus' name, an authority flows. Now, exousia authority does not depend on your feelings. When the policeman goes and stops that 12-wheeler truck, he may not feel like he can stop the truck. It does not depend on his feelings. But he knows that if he has a duty to perform, and he has certain things to do, whether he feels like it or not, it's a part of his job. If he has to stop, he will stop. So in the same manner, exousia authority does not depend on your feelings. It does not depend anything of yours. It only depends on your faith, of the faith of Jesus Christ flowing through your life. When you call upon Jesus' name, that's it. The demons tremble and God hears you when you call Jesus. And the next time, you know, you're walking about, you know, harm. Just say, in Jesus' name. You'll be amazed at some of the things that may happen in the spirit world that you're not aware of when you call upon Jesus' name. Because every Christian has their exousia authority. Now, the other part of authority is called the dunamis authority. Now, dunamis is always tied to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We all know the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The 9 gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. And then you have the gift of faith, the working of miracles, the gifts of healing. And then you have the gift of prophecy, tongues, the interpretation of tongues, all found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Divided into the 3 groups, the revelation gifts, and the power gifts, and the vocal gifts. So we know all those things are true of the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Now, we know that when a healing takes place, it can take place under the gift of the Holy Spirit. Or it can take place by the exousia authority of the Lord, which is a different area. They say that 2 areas of authority can flow. Just like there are 2 ways you can stop the truck. One is through dunamis, where brute strength actually is imparted. The other is by your badge of authority. So in the same manner, when we are doing the works of God, the gifts of the Spirit can flow through the exousia authority. You don't need to feel anything. All you need to know is to know the word, believe the word, exercise the word in your life, and act out the word in your life, and let the word take its proper place in authority, and everything will be according to God's word as you keep exercising faith in that. The other is dunamis authority, which is a different realm.